5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Will Johnson, UniteToMegaFirst.com. Thank you so much for hitting that like button. You know the routine. Help us get past the algorithm. You hitting that like button really does the trick. I'm telling you, it's something that I've learned, and you hitting that like button is on point. So thank you so much for hitting that like button. Please share this everywhere you can. Share this on every platform that you can. If you're watching on YouTube, share it on Facebook. If you're watching it someplace else, like Orbis or eVault or even Periscope, share it on the other platforms for me, please. Okay, so I have a special guest with me today. This young man, he has been doing a lot. I've known him for a couple years now. Ever since the movement started, you know, for a lot of black people to show up and start supporting President Trump, start supporting this country, and stop saying that the country is not doing anything for black people. But it has nothing to do with color. What we're going to talk about today are the evils of the left and how the left is trying to destroy the country and how they're all supporting this crazy stuff and how we as Americans need to all come together, regardless of your nationality, your complexion, your sex. Come together as Americans to fight. So this young man I'm talking about is Mikenificent. This man, he has a YouTube channel. I'm going to put the YouTube channel up for us here later. I will put a link to his YouTube channel in the description of the YouTube video that you're watching right now. I will put his link in there as well. So without further ado, let's bring on Mike. He also works with Right Side Broadcasting. What's going on, Mike? Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome. You know, I've been watching a lot of stuff that you've been doing, and I'm really, really excited that you had the opportunity or have the opportunity to even work with Right Side Broadcasting. And I see they're making a lot of noise. So one of the things that I want to get into is how Biden just did this executive order, how he reversed President Trump from acknowledging a man is a man and a woman is a woman. Everyone's talking about that. And I want to get your take on how they're calling all of us that, you know, love this country, domestic terrorists, because we don't go with the left. So, but before we do that, tell everyone what you've been doing and a little bit more about yourself and about Right Side Broadcasting, what you're doing and what does it look like for the future for you?
Absolutely. Well, thanks. First and foremost, thanks for having me on. It's a great honor to be on your channel. Like you said, we met a few years ago and I've been a fan of your stuff and your content. I grew up in Colorado, lived in Minnesota for about 3 years, well, about 5 years. And I moved to Florida recently. So I've only been in Florida about 3 years, which is when I got into politics. I started a YouTube channel where I was going to Trump rallies down here. He held several rallies, and I just did my own version of what Right Side Broadcasting does. I just interviewed the crowd, interviewed the line, just showed the crowd, and Right Side discovered me. They brought me on as a correspondent, and the rest was history. So I'm happy to be where I'm at. It's been great. It's been a tremendous opportunity. What I've been doing recently is just trying to stay afloat. You know, everything is kind of up in the air in limbo. They're cracking down hardcore. RSBN has been suspended from both our Twitter and our YouTube account. So right now we're in the process of migrating to alt tech platforms. So we're on Gab, what's the other one? I forget the name of it, but we're on Clout Hub, I think is the name of it. Sorry, Clout Hub, we're on Gab, we are on Telegram, we're everywhere that the big tech overlords don't want us to be, and we're going to continue to grow and expand. But in the meantime, I'm just doing everything I can on my channel to stay afloat.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, same thing here. Actually, Facebook suspended my account, and they said that I have, 30 days to try to appeal it if I thought something was wrong. Well, I tried to appeal it because they didn't even give me a reason for suspending my account. And they said after 30 days that my account would just be completely deleted. No recovery, no review, no nothing. So I tried to appeal it and they said this account cannot be reviewed. And I'm like, this is crazy. So what happened to, you know, doing the right thing here. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't go against our community standards, but, you know, they did it anyways. Well, I just happened to look at it yesterday, and lo and behold, my account is back. I mean, so it's like, I don't know if it was a glitch or what, but that was pretty crazy. And the crazy part about it is that, like, I really wasn't even missing it, to be honest with you. If that's, yeah. I mean, seriously, you know, cause Facebook, the one thing that I did miss, and I have to be honest, is that the connections, the friends that I made, my friends in the past, that's, you know, I connected through them to people in the past through Facebook, you know, and every now and then I'll talk to them. And that was the worst of it. And, you know, it's just crazy that we even have to even talk about the censorship like this and what they're doing to all of us.
Yeah. I've had the same thing happen to me. About a week ago, Facebook, they shut down. I was actually in the middle of browsing the news feed on my personal profile. I kept my Mikenificent fan page separate where I could post about politics. And then I had my personal profile where I never post about anything. So I was on my personal profile, reading, catching up on posts, and all of a sudden it shut down. And then I got an email saying that my account has been marked for permanent termination. I don't know how exactly they worded it, but they said that I violated their community guidelines, but I never got a strike. I've never been in Facebook jail. And not only that, they took down my Instagram account. And so those are all gone. So my personal account, my fan page, and my Instagram have all been marked for deletion. And they said in 30 days, it will be permanently disabled and I can appeal it. So I sent an appeal, but I haven't heard anything back.
Well, at least you got an email. I didn't even get an email. I didn't get nothing. And they just had the little thing saying to go here to the I think the community standards page, and you know, you can try to peel it there, but it wouldn't even let me do it. It says this account can't even be reviewed, but for some reason it just automatically came back. I wonder why they, you know, they reinstated a lot of these accounts, because even on the Epic Times they were talking about that they did 70 plus thousand accounts, just wiped 70,000 plus accounts out. And you know, I even have maybe I shouldn't say it, but I have one of those VR headsets.
Virtual reality.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is the Oculus, what it's called, and you have to connect it to a Facebook account if you want to do some of the special features that come with it and stuff like that. And I'm like, it was actually a gift, you know, it was actually a gift. And I connected to it. It's pretty cool because you can sit down, you can watch movies on it. You can look at different, you know, videos, like you're underwater and stuff. And it's just all 3D. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing, actually. But anyways, Joe Biden decided to do this executive order and talk about basically eliminating what it means to be a woman. Look like we just lost him there. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
So it's like they did this whole thing about, you know, eliminating what it is to be a woman. So how was that? What was your thoughts when you first heard it? And were you even surprised? Because I know I wasn't surprised for Biden to do this. The left, they've been pushing this agenda onto kids, especially, for the longest. So when you saw this, what did you think?
Well, I definitely wasn't surprised. I don't pretend to be surprised about anything anymore, because it's the writing's been on the wall. Like, they set the stage for this to happen a long time ago. They've always talked about doing some of the things that they're doing right now. The first thing that came to mind when I saw this was, what are these priorities? How does this help people in the hood? How does this help people in Appalachia? How does this help anybody, regardless of where they are in the country and what their socioeconomic status is and what their race is? How does this help anybody? We're in the middle of a so-called pandemic, right? We got millions of people out of work. We got opioid overdoses on the rise. We got a migrant caravan coming towards the country. We got all these problems, way bigger fish to fry. And one of his top priorities is to blur the lines in gender. It makes zero sense whatsoever. I think even people on the left are catching on. People don't like what this agenda is. And if, of course, we can talk about the spiritual aspects, how it's just flat out wicked and evil to try to blur the lines and draw, you know, no separation between man and woman. It's ridiculous. I mean, who does this? This is what Biden is doing, is he's doing the bidding of his masters. So it's one of those things where I'm like, yeah, why would I be surprised about what they've been saying they were going to do all along?
Yeah, dude, exactly. 100%. And this is a battle between good and evil. You know, they're pushing all of this demonic stuff onto our children, which is crazy, throughout the entire nation. And the main reason why they're doing that is because they want children to grow up thinking that this type of lifestyle is okay. Now, just to be clear, and I've said this multiple times, if people want to live a certain lifestyle, and if people want to live that way and they're adults, go do your thing. That's what free will is all about. That's what your freedoms are all about. But they're trying to take our freedoms away to saying that we simply disagree with it. That's completely wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. It's evil. You know, I grew up just fine, and none of that propaganda was pushed on me as a kid. I don't know if you got it when you were a kid, but I didn't get any of that pushed on me. And I think I turned out
decent. Well, you know what? That's the problem. They don't think that you turned out decent. Right. They think that something's wrong with you because you're not thinking the way they are. There's a discrimination right now against free thought. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're cracking down on dissent hardcore. This is what happens in authoritarian countries, just like China, just like countries in the Middle East. They crack down on opposition. And not only that, they're going full throttle on the persecution. I fully expect there to be more persecution under, you know, the guise of making it a safe community, or what do they call it? A polite society.
Right.
You're already seeing the political persecution. You're seeing politically motivated arrests. We're also going to see, you know, religious persecution. This is a majority Christian nation. And what they're doing right now is trying to invert reality and try to make us accept something that's dark and wicked.
Yeah, you know what? That's exactly it. And I've constantly talked about how we're living in the last days. Me personally, I believe we are in those days. Now, I'm not talking, you know, I have to be clear, because some people are saying, you know, well, you can't talk about the day of the hour. And I never say the day of the hour. But we're seeing events that's taking place right now where the Bible's clear that would take place during the last days. I think we are that generation the Bible is talking about. And they see nothing wrong with it. See, that's the amazing thing about it. They see nothing wrong with the evil stuff that they're pushing onto us. And how come we can't? And like I said, they're discriminating against free thought. What is wrong with us having a, you know, different belief? Are different thoughts about what they're pushing onto us. Did you know that they're even, the Biden administration is even pushing the whole racial agenda? And basically they're saying that Black and Latinos or brown community, they are victims in so many words. Have you seen that? They're pushing that idea and they're telling Black people, hey, that you're victims and we're here to help you.
Yeah. Again, this is a tool used by the enemy to reduce and boil down groups of people to the color of their skin, their immutable characteristics. So that's part of the leftist doctrine. That's Marxism. That's them hard selling you on an oppression doctrine, right? They want to shape your entire perspective, your entire worldview, to believe that because of the color of your skin, and no other reason alone, the color of your skin, that is why you have not found success. That's why you haven't found the person you want to marry. That's why you're out of shape. I mean, we've seen this. This isn't just some fringe idea. I mean, they're actually teaching this on college campuses. You know, they say like obesity, and there's environmental racism. They said the pandemic is racism. They're saying trying to reopen the schools is a sign of white supremacy. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff. It makes no sense. They continue to cram it down our throats. But if you happen to notice it, you'll get thrown off social media. You'll get ostracized. You get called a white supremacist. I mean, this is what they're trying to do, is replace truth with lies. And if they can get rid of truth, if they can take down channels, remove people from the internet, book burn all their stuff. That's what Facebook did, is they book burned my entire page, deleted all my content. If they can dump all that down the memory hole, then they can replace it with a lie. They can superimpose this false reality full of lies, full of deception, full of the oppression doctrine. Oh, you're black, you can't do it. You need government. Yeah. So that is the fundamental difference of what we believe in, right? I believe our rights pre-existed government. Our rights were given to us at birth. You're born with rights. But the leftist doctrine is rights come from government. That's why people like Bernie Sanders say healthcare is a human right. No, it's not. Healthcare is not a human right. You were born with all of your rights. The only thing the government can do is act as a force to take away your rights. So it really starts at that fundamental belief of where your rights come from, and are you sovereign or not, and what power does the state have?
Dude, that's so on point. You know what? That's exactly what the government, they're forced. What the government, they're supposed to enforce the fact that we have those rights. But you're right. They're actually enforcing the removal of our rights. And that's exactly, I mean, they're, and you know what? They're not hiding it. They're in plain sight with it. And just like them taking the rights away from women. I mean, you know, I was talking to a couple people, and they were like, yeah, this is what the left wants, to remove, you know, the rights from women. And they keep saying that they're the champion of women. So all of these women, aren't they not disenfranchised after voting for Biden? Kamala Harris, she's a woman. And they're taking the rights away from women, from little girls. She's supposed to be champion for little girls, for women, that, you know, just, you know, young students trying to get scholarships. She's supposed to be champion for them, but she's not. They're going to end up giving scholarships to these men, because men are going to beat women in track. They're going to beat women in wrestling, and they're wanting these men to compete with these women. I mean, there is a difference. Men are just physically stronger. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some strong women out there. Of course there are. But there's women are stronger in certain areas than they are than men. But physically, the men are just stronger. That's just the way God created us. And they are removing the idea of what it is to be a female and what it is to be a man. And that in itself is sinister. It is demonic itself.
Yeah, it actually feels elementary that we have to even explain this, that we have to say, hey, there are two genders. One gender is a man and the other is a woman, and they have biological differences as well as, you know, hormonal differences. And when they come together, they can reproduce to create more men and women. It's insane. I sound crazy as I'm talking about it, because this is where we are in the year 2021. Up is down, down is up, left is right. They just inverted everything. But the thing is, it's really easy to call it out and expose it, because they assert multiple contradictory points of view. They say that there is no such thing as gender, but then at the same time, they're like, everybody should be a feminist. They say that you can be a sexist or a misogynist, right? But they also champion women's rights, but they say that their gender is a social construct. It doesn't make any sense, right? All these other genders, it's literally right there, LGBT, the B in there stands for bisexual. So that is them acknowledging that there's only two genders. You know, when they did their little ceremony right at the beginning of the year, Congress, and the dude said a man and a woman. So he's right there acknowledging there's two genders, but they keep flip-flopping on this issue. But people notice. The average person should really notice this. This really only works on like the really fringe people of society, the people that really actually believe this stuff. I see it as mental illness. It's just the truth. If you think that there's infinite genders and a man can be a woman and there's no difference at all whatsoever, men can have babies, men can be pregnant, all this stuff. I mean, you've got bigger problems than feeling like the government won't acknowledge your weird belief system. Because the thing is, the majority of people don't want to play along. I'm not going to play along. I'm sure you're not going to play along. This audience isn't going to play along. It's just weird stuff. We just have to continue calling it out.
You know what? You say that the audience is not going to play along. We're not going to play along. They want us to go along with a lie. And that's what it comes down to. You need to believe this lie. And they've been lying to the American people, especially they really kicked it up. But they've been lying to everyone for years and years and years. But they really kicked it up the past 4 years that they've been lying to the American people. They're not hiding the fact. I mean, even when they get caught in a lie, they still just go along with it like it's the truth. You know, it's that whole thing. Tell the lie enough and then people will start believing it. Now, if these men that want to act like women, they're still men. Regardless if they get anything cut off, they're still men. 100 years from now, they dig up their carcass and they do a DNA test on it. They're going to find out that it was a man. They're going to have no idea that he decided he wanted to put on a dress. It doesn't make any sense. But see, they want us to adopt the lie. And that's what goes right back to what I was saying before about I truly believe that we're living in those days because they're pushing lies onto us as if it's truth. And then, like you mentioned a second ago, they want to hit us on social media, you know, ban us, remove us, digital book burning, because they're not taking physical books out in the street and burning them like they did in Nazi Germany, but it's digital book burning now. I mean, there's a few books that they want to do that to, and they've actually done some too. They've even done the Holy Bible already. Antifa did it in Portland. But they are pushing this lie, the lies onto all of us, and then they want to demonize us and remove us from social media for not going along with it. At what point do you think they're going to be like, okay, well, we can't continue doing the lies like this because it's not beneficial to the United States of America. It's not beneficial to people, especially our children.
I don't know if they'll actually get there because for somebody to push lies like this, they're doing the work of Satan. What does Satan want to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. Mm. It's a scorched earth philosophy. The goal is to just destroy everything in its wake, everything. Everything in its path, destroy. That's what it's all about, right? So the lies just allows them to continue down this pathway of delusion. But the more people that wake up and see this, the more they're going to join our side, the side of truth, the side of light, the side of love, unity, liberty. This is what people want. But it's the propaganda, it's the deception, it's the lies, it's the inversion of reality that keeps people trapped in the mindsets that they're currently in. And I do believe that it is a select minority of people that actually buys this stuff. Go to any Black community, for example, let's just talk about the Black community. Go to any Black neighborhood in America right now and ask them what they think about Biden's executive order for these gender blurring the lines. This nonsense. Go talk to any Black person in the ghetto. You go to Baltimore, go to Chicago, go to Memphis, Tennessee, and ask them what they think of that. They'll reject it quicker. You get what I'm saying? Like, people aren't buying this. You go talk to the average person. You could pick a random person out of a crowd, and they don't agree with this. They think it's nonsense.
Yeah. I mean, it is nonsense. 100%. 100%. What do you think is going to happen with Biden doing all of these executive orders? I mean, the numbers that he is, the executive orders that he have signed, I think so far is way above any other person that's been in the White House, to my understanding. Now, I could be wrong on that. I just saw someone put information out there earlier. But, I mean, he's signing executive orders to try to reverse all of the positive things that President Trump has done for this country. And Biden is not for Black people. And like we mentioned earlier, how he's creating this division between Black and white people. What do you think America looks like 6 months from now? And with them demonizing white people the way they are, I mean, there's a movement, and I've been talking about it for years, and I've even heard you mention it before, that how they're attacking white people and making white people look like they're just bad just simply because. Apologize for that, everyone. I'm not sure what happened. It's just like, yeah. But anyways, we're back. I think we able to recover here. Okay. Hey, thanks for sticking around, Mike. Kind of completely threw me off. I think we were, you know, I guess they don't like the fact that two black males are talking about, you know, the left attacking white people and demonizing white people. And that's the last thing we were talking about before we just all of a sudden, whatever the powers be, whatever did what they did. But what do you think is going to happen in the next 6 months in America if we continue going down the path that we're going on with all these executive orders?
Well, what I think is we're going to have more people open their eyes because Trump is not in the way. There's no Republicans to blame in the House or the Senate. Democrats have full reign over this country. So therefore, anything that happens is on their dime, on their watch, and they're going to be exposed. So with these executive orders, people are going to wake up and see, for example, the executive order he signed that ends the Keystone Pipeline. Well, that makes us more dependent on Middle Eastern oil. Therefore, gas prices will go up. We'll also have more military intervention in the Middle East. That's something that's going to hurt the average American. They're going to say, wait a minute, why are gas prices up all of a sudden? And I'm talking about the people who just don't pay attention to politics at all. They're just humming along in life. They pay attention. They say, man, gas prices were really low over the past couple of years. Now, why are they up? And they're going to look at Biden and say, well, what happened? Because gas prices were at historic lows under President Trump. At least in my lifetime, they were extremely low. I know back in the day, they were much lower. But under President Trump, the gas prices were really low. Under Biden, they're going to go up. You know, with the with him rolling back the border wall construction. Okay, that incentivizes more illegal immigrants to come here. That green lights MS-13 to get started back up. You're going to have more fentanyl coming back over. You're going to have more drug overdoses. Crime is going to go up more. It's these executive orders that he signed that put people out of work, put people in a financial situation that's more difficult with their day-to-day life. Like I said, with gas prices, you know, now this $15 an hour minimum wage bill that they're pushing. Mm-hmm. He said, I think I heard today, he said it'll take until about 2025 for it to happen. Well, a lot of people thought that that would happen instantly. And then when you raise the minimum wage, the cost of living goes up. Yep. Because what's a business owner going to do? They're going to pass that expense off to the consumer. Yep. If somebody owns a grocery store and the government's going to force them to pay $15 an hour minimum wage, they're going to have to make up that money somehow. And it's more likely not going to come in the form of layoffs, cutting people's hours, automation, or passing the expense off to the consumer. We're just going to charge more for milk. We'll charge more for bread, a dozen eggs. It's these kinds of things that are going to neutralize the $15 an hour minimum wage, which is just the government artificially trying to manipulate society. It doesn't work that way. It never has. It never will. So I think it's those kinds of things that they're seeing the government have a heavy-handed approach. It's just going to have a backlash. It's going to backfire. Just about like everything else they do, it backfires on them. So I just think more and more people are going to get frustrated, and we're going to find ourselves right back in the same boat where people are looking for the next Trump. They're looking for the next political outsider, the next populist, the next America First candidate.
You know, I think, yeah, you're absolutely right on that. And I think that we may, I'm hoping, and I'm going to always have hope that we can overcome this, that what you just said will happen, that more and more people will realize what they are doing, and they can't blame Trump any longer. And I know right after the January 20th, the next day, gas went up 50 cents. Some places in California, I heard it went up a whole dollar on gas. And that's just the way it is now. You know, the whole socialism kicking in with the whole communism. And they're getting, personally, I think they're getting ready to really, truly separate the rich from and create the poor. No more middle class. Anyone who's in the middle class can automatically become the poor class. And I think that's by design, because it's all part of their whole Build Back Better, the whole total economic reset, the global reset that they're wanting to implement. And they're using this pandemic to implement that. Did you hear Gavin Newsom in California said that all of a sudden now they're going to lift the stay-at-home orders? Like all of a sudden everything is okay? I mean, just days after January 20th. And then he comes out and say it's not political why he's doing it. Of course it is. You can't tell me after 6 days, you can't tell me that all of a sudden now the stay-at-home order is lifted. I mean, seriously, do they really believe we're that dumb?
I think they do. And it's not just Gavin Newsom. It's Gretchen Whitmer. It's Andrew Cuomo. I mean, these states were notorious for their draconian lockdowns during what they call the height of the pandemic. And Biden just got done saying that the darkest days are ahead in COVID, right? He said, we're headed for a dark winter. So what happened to the dark winter? As soon as he's inaugurated, now they want to roll back restrictions and let people out. They're playing with people's lives, playing games with people's lives, playing games with people's livelihoods. And all the while, the media keeps demonizing Florida, saying Florida doesn't follow the science. No, Florida's been following the science since May. We've been open since May. And now all these other states are following suit, and they're saying, oh, it's not political, it's the science. It was never about the science. It was always about politics. It was all about an authoritarian power grab. I mean, these people are psycho. And then their shill media trying to crack down on Florida and shine the spotlight on us when we rank like 26 as far as deaths per million out of all the states. And we have the same population as New York. We have 21 million people here. So how do we rank 26 out of 50 states, 26 as far as deaths per million when it comes to COVID? And I think the average person, again, they're going to see that. They're going to see that all of a sudden after Biden's in office, now you guys are lifting the restrictions. People were already fed up with the pandemic because they saw how it was being played and used. And they saw the hypocrisy, of course, too. So they already knew that, but this just confirms the suspicion that Governor Newsom and Whitmer and Murphy, all of these blue state governors now opening up, it just confirms the suspicion that they were playing politics with people's lives. I mean, people have literally committed suicide. You know, child abuse has gone up. Alcohol abuse has gone up. A lot of people were in a pretty good financial situation. They were stable until this pandemic came along and disrupted everything. It's really sad and it's really evil. And in the end, God will take care of all this, because what's done in the dark has to come to light.
Yeah. You know, I've been saying that America's headed for some dark days, and the left there pushing those dark days onto all of us. I mean, it's really surreal to actually have this conversation, even be talking about it. Like you mentioned earlier, talking about the two genders. I mean, they just can't leave well enough alone. They have to change what God has created. They want to take what God has created and say that it's bad, that it's wrong. And that's what, and they don't even realize a lot of people are doing it. Let me ask you this, because, you know, a lot of the left, you know, they hated President Trump. They kept saying vote blue no matter who. They voted against Trump. That's it. They knew what they were getting with Biden, because Biden is just a puppet. He doesn't even know what executive orders he's signing, half of them, more than half of them, right? And the people that are on the left that see this that's taking place, the high gases, how they're doing the pandemic, and have the tyranny just is coming down into America. They're no longer wanting our border to be safe. And like you mentioned, MS-13 is just going to walk through the door, not even through the door. They just walk around now because, you know. But anyways, those on the left that see all of this, what do you think is going through their mind? Do you think they're like, this is what we want? This is good? No longer a sovereign nation? No longer safety for the men and women and children in the nation? No longer can we, you know, have this normalcy? What do you think is going through their mind?
I think this is where we come in as people who have already kind of seen what is happening. We can let them know, like, hey, this was never about left and right. This was never about Democrat and Republican. Neither party cares about all of us, regardless of our political leanings. None of it matters because they both work together for the interest of the ruling class. And you can see Biden, it is a prime example. He's doing the bidding of his globalist puppet masters, his corporatist puppet masters, big oil. Big oil wanting the gas prices to go higher. Big pharma, I mean, he launched a war on diabetics. You know, the cost of insulin is gonna go up now because he's rolling back President Trump's executive orders and all the good things that he did. So now that Biden is reversing everything that Trump did, people are gonna see, well, why would Biden do that? And it also will open their eyes to all the good things that Trump did do that the media didn't talk about, the media didn't wanna cover. But now they see Biden is reversing it. They're, first of all, seeing how evil Biden is, mm-hmm. but they're also seeing how good Trump was for the country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, for like the jobs that were lost after he did the pipeline, right? Why do you think, I've been like really, you know, thinking, how many of these people that just lost a job because of his executive order actually voted for him? Because, you know, there had to been a few of them to vote for him thinking that Biden's going to do right because they believe all of the lies that they heard about President Trump. And now that I heard one report when it first happened, I heard something like immediately when he signed an executive order, 11,000 jobs were ended immediately. And then I've seen other reports come out saying, and now it's up to 70 something thousand jobs. Just complete. So I'd be willing to bet if that number is actually correct, that it's probably well over 100,000 jobs already lost. I've actually had a young lady send me a message because I have people that, you know, sponsor my YouTube channel the same way that they do on Right Side and yours, and people help out and keep, you know, to help keep us going. I had one lady send me a message for Facebook saying, hey, I can no longer do the subscription on Facebook because I lost my job, my income, because of what Biden has done. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, okay, well, I had to tell her, first of all, Facebook never allowed me to do the subscription. So I apologize for that, but she should be able to go in and find it out herself. The point is that what Biden is doing is actually not benefiting the United States of America. It's not benefiting us. It's not helping any of us. Why do you think they continue to support this entity, Biden, knowing good and well that they're going to destroy the nation? What do you think is going through their minds?
I think it's the propaganda. I think it's the machine that has kept people in a fog, the machine that kind of lulled people to sleep. Just think about this. If Trump never got elected, if Hillary won, there's a chance that maybe I wouldn't have even woken up because I wasn't a hardcore bleeding heart liberal, but I still voted with the liberals. I still voted Democrat, but it wasn't because I was just some gung-ho like leftist or anything like that. I didn't know the media lied. I watched CNN on election night 2016. It's all about that entire body of control that they have. It's the left controls everything from academia to entertainment, every movie you watch, late night talk show hosts, athletes, entertainers, music, TV, everything, and the news. It's all left leaning. So therefore, people could be in an ecosystem of one message and not even know it. They think they click off of a New York Times article and then click on a Washington Post article, and then they listen to an NPR podcast, and then turn on CNN, and they think they're getting a diverse plethora of information. In reality, they're just hearing the same message. It's just a different page of the same book. They're all telling you the same story. It's got the same liberal slant to it. So people don't know. So they just think that that's the normal. And of course, the media is going to bury anything Biden does bad. They're going to focus on Trump. Anything that Biden does do that's bad, they can retroactively blame Trump for it. So if it's so bad that it bubbles up to the surface and the media actually has to report it, for example, gas prices, that's something that is tangible. People can see that every single day. That's not something that they can hide. They can go back and say, well, it's because of Trump. It's because he mishandled the pandemic. It's because he was tweeting things at 3 a.m. And that's why he didn't take care of this, this, and this. And that's why your gas prices are gone up. But Biden, he's going to fix it. And for the person that's in that ecosystem I just talked about, they'll believe it because they don't have any reason to believe otherwise. They have not heard any alternative narrative. They haven't heard a different perspective on it. Mm-hmm. They just hear orange man bad, Biden's going to fix it. So a lot of people just don't really understand that they're in that matrix. They don't get it. But a lot of people have woken up, a lot of people like myself since 2016. And that's why we have to be grateful that Trump did get elected, because without him getting elected, we wouldn't be where we are right now as far as the millions upon millions of people, not just here in the United States, around the world, who have had their awakening. Yeah. And that's what they fear the most, is the Great Awakening. The people that wake up and realize it's not about conservatives and liberals. It's not about Democrat and Republican. It's about the people versus the state. It's about that centralized power, that boot of big government that is going to crush everybody unless we all wake up.
Yeah, it is straight up good versus evil. Straight up good versus evil. 100%. And, you know, you made another good point, and I was going to try to hit on it. It's just like, let me do this, and I'll come back to that. You notice when Biden had his inauguration, and it was on YouTube, and they were showing it on YouTube, and then they were showing all of the dislikes on it. Thousands upon thousands. I think I saw one video, or I think it was Mike DeSenza, where he showed a video where it was showing, I think, like 3,000 likes for it, but it was like 41,000 dislikes, and they turned it off. They turned it off. So if you have 80 million people, you know, both illegal and dead, that voted for Biden, how come they can't click the like button?
Exactly. And they disable the comments too. And then if you look at Trump's like last public speaking engagement, whatever it was, his leaving the office, there were like millions of people that watched that, and tens of thousands of upvotes versus downvotes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Biden had less views overall. I mean, we all know that Biden didn't win this thing fair and square. We know that. We know it. He didn't win it at all. They rigged him into the spot he's in. He was last in the primary. They rigged it so that he could beat out Bernie. He got help. You know what I'm saying? They propped him up. So it's not a surprise to me to see the ratio that he gets on his videos. It doesn't surprise me that YouTube is trying to delete it and remove it and manage the perception that somehow he is actually the most popular president of all time, even though nobody shows up to his inauguration, nobody watches him online, nobody supports this man. All the stuff that he's done in his 50-year career have led him to be the least popular candidate. He's the least popular candidate in history, not the most. The least.
Yeah. You know, oh my goodness. It's like when I think about George Bush, because I said this before, I didn't really care for George Bush. And then when he started attacking President Trump, it just really confirmed that I did not really care for George Bush. And I thought he was like the biggest idiot to ever be in the White House. I mean, I thought that he was the biggest idiot. Now, Biden, I mean, seriously, come on. I mean, he just take the cake. I mean, seriously, he's above and beyond. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Seriously. But what I was going to mention earlier, what you talked about, the Great Awakening. And you know what? And a lot of people say the Great Awakening is coming. The Great Awakening happened. because not only did President Trump wake up a lot of people in America, but people across the planet, they were like, I want a president like Trump. I want a president or a leader that's going to put our country first. It was happening across the planet. India, he even had people in Iran supporting President Trump, supporting him. After what President Trump did, killing that terrorist, you know, they had this big mural of a flag of the United States and Israel on the streets. It was in Iran. I remember, and I'm looking at this video, they put it down so people can walk on top of it. But after President Trump, they were walking around it, both the Israeli flag and the American flag. And because President Trump was doing that, they went completely haywire. And then when he went to India, 100,000 people showed up to hear President Trump speak. People in New Zealand, people in Australia, people in Europe, even people in Russia. They were all like, we want a leader like President Trump. And even in Saudi Arabia, they were showing him respect where Obama went over there. He did it, you know, his apology tour, bowing down to everybody. It was completely just the opposite. So this great awakening that a lot of people say is, like you said, was coming. And you just said it. The great awakening did happen. And it's here. And more people are waking up. And you know what? It's almost like President Trump had to step aside so that the rest of the people that don't realize what is happening here will see for themselves. Because I can't tell you, so many people that I've talked to that never knew the difference, like you said, like in 2016, I mean, God forgive me, but when Hillary Clinton was running against Obama the first time, I voted for Hillary. Oh my God. Don't beat me up. Don't send me any hateful emails. I mean, that's just the way I was, you know. I didn't know any better. And when Obama ran, I voted for him because I was like, wow, look at this. There's a black dude running for president. You know, wow, can he actually make it? And I voted for him. And then I voted for him twice. I can admit when I made mistakes, and I've made many mistakes, you know, and I couldn't vote for Mitt Romney because Mitt Romney just reminded me of Obama, just in a different, you know, different tone, complexion. You know, he's same thing. And I don't like care for Mitt Romney either. He's already shown his true colors. But when President Trump came, that opened up so many people's eyes. And just like you said, there's no way that he can have this much popularity. There's no way. There's no way that President Trump got 75 million actual votes. 75 million actual votes, and Biden gets 80? I mean, come on. How does that even work? He got more than Hillary Clinton? He got more than Obama did? I mean, seriously. And we all see what happened here, and we, you know, we have to be careful on how we even say it, because if we say it a certain way, they'd be like, oh, you're not acknowledging what happened on January 20th. To me, it's a total lie what happened, but he's in the White House. I can't deny it. And I've told many people, I said, if he walks through the White House personally, I think the country's done, because they're going to fight to keep those machines in. Now, we still, that doesn't mean we have to stop fighting. That means we have to continue to fight. That means we have to increase the fight. And not physically, okay, because they're like taking words. Oh, he's talking about fighting. No, we need to fight them with the system, with the U.S. Constitution.
I agree. Yeah, and you know, this is a blessing in disguise, ultimately, because the spotlight is on Biden 100%. Everybody can see it. There's nobody to blame. Trump is out of the way. He's not even on Twitter, so there's no distractions there. It's all on Biden. People are going to wake up and see it. The lies, the deception, the putting America last within his first 48 hours in office is all plain to see. When they see that when we you know, ultimately invade one of these countries in the Middle East, I believe we've already sent troops into Syria. It's a matter of time before we send troops into Iraq, if we haven't already. We're going to be involved in turmoil in the Middle East. And you were right. It's a global thing. They wave flags for Trump in Nigeria. They wave flags for Trump in Japan. They did it in Hong Kong. They wave the American flag because America is that damn great. It's the last bastion of freedom in the world.
Dude, so spot on. And I completely forgot that they were doing that. I completely forgot. Yes, the Great Awakening. You know what? It happened. It's still happening. It's still happening. So I'm not saying it's over with. It's still happening, just like you said. So many people, and I completely forgot. Yes, they were waving the American flag. So they had to stop him. They had to remove him. They didn't have any choice by any means necessary. They said nothing was off the table. And that means if you have to cheat in a certain you know, election, that means you have to do it. And then they expect us to not pay attention to it. They expect us to look the other way. You know, the most disturbing thing to me about all of it is that the law enforcement in this nation is turning a blind eye to people committing crimes. But then they look at what happened on January 6th, and they want to arrest everyone possible on January 6th. Now, since January 6th, I never condone anyone going in and tearing up anything, because for the most part, we don't do that. We want the country to remain beautiful. We didn't burn up any cities. We didn't burn up any vehicles. You know, we didn't attack any people, you know, but because of what happened there, because the kings and queens felt threatened, they want to set an example of telling the American people, never, ever again try to take your country back. Now, I'm not saying that we need to do that by force, but there's ways that we can do it. There's ways that we can do it, but they're sending a message to the rest of the country. If you don't comply and you try to fight against us, we'll make sure that you can't get on an airplane. We're going to have the FBI come lock you up. We'll have the local authorities come get you. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is Nazi Germany, and they're pushing the tyranny. And it goes back to my question about all of the left that see the tyranny being pushed onto us. Are they, I mean, some of them are waking up to it, but there's still some that's like, yes, this is what needs to happen. You conservatives, personally, I think they want to put us in prison camps. I really do. What say you?
They haven't studied history. I mean, I saw people on Twitter that are celebrating the arrest of Brandon Straka. So, you know, they think it's a good thing. They're like, yay, my enemies are getting arrested. This is great. This is a great day for America. They're taking down people from Twitter, and they don't realize that it's coming for them next. You're going to be next.
Yeah. You know,
they'll take you off as soon as you dissent from whatever it is that they do. As soon as you dissent, there you go next. So while you're cheering on somebody getting shut down on the internet today, it's going to be you tomorrow.
Yep. You know what? I put that comment, that very thing, you know, because many people have said it, but I put it on Facebook. This was maybe 3 weeks ago. I said, what they're doing to conservatives and how they're attacking us, I said, you're next. I mean, you are. I mean, the tyranny that they're pushing onto all of us, and they're all supporting it right now. But then once they get rid of us, and once they do all this stuff to us, they're going to be the ones coming next. And we don't want it to happen to them. We don't want it to happen to anybody. See, that's the difference between us and them, the left and the right. Those of us on the right, we want everyone to have free will. We want everyone to have their freedoms. I mean, maybe I'm wrong in that, but I think that's what we do. And it's kind of bit us in the backside, because since we're fighting for them to have their freedoms to do whatever crazy thing that they want to do, all along, they're fighting to take our freedoms away.
Yeah. And the hypocrisy and double standards, just, it'll make your head spin. I mean, they're arresting all these people. Now they're arresting people that weren't even in the Capitol building, just standing on the Capitol grounds. That's what Brandon Straka was doing, I guess.
Well,
they're arresting people like that, but there was no or little to no arrest for the BLM riots. And when they did get arrested, Kamala Harris bailed them out. People on Twitter, I forget what, I don't know if it was Will.i.am, which celebrity it was. They were like, yeah, let's get a fund together to bail the rioters and looters out.
Yeah,
it's the complete double standards, complete hypocrisy. They spend way more time investigating Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace's news hoax than they did the election fraud. They spend more time arresting conservatives than they do pedophiles. They spend a lot of time persecuting us than they do actually, because it's the system. They're a part of the system. You can't expect the system to investigate and arrest itself. And the people who are on the left, the people that are cheering and celebrating this, they're just the useful idiots. They're just the mindless minions doing the bidding of their puppet masters in government that are going to crush them just like they're trying to crush us. But we got to continue speaking truth, continue being that light, because darkness can only exist in the absence of light. And we are just going to continue spreading that light and that love and that truth. And people are going to unify just like they were under the president. People from the left and the right come together, immigrants that come together. We're all going to come together and continue fighting the good fight. We're going to continue shining a light on these people. These people are wicked and evil. And I'm talking about the people that are running this country, the people that are running social media. Jack Dorsey let, I don't know if it was a kid or some, yeah, it was a kid, some child porn or something circulate on Twitter. It said it didn't violate their terms of service, but yet they're kicking off Michael Flynn. They kicked off the president. They kicked off a lot of people, but they allowed that kind of stuff to happen.
Yeah, they did the same thing on Facebook. There was a video where a grown man and a little girl, full on right there, and where you can see it, had millions and millions and millions of views. People kept reporting it, kept reporting it, kept reporting it, and Facebook said it did not go against community standards. They end up having to remove it when the cops got involved, because the cops are sitting and look at this, and then they went directly to Facebook and said, you got to remove this. Right when that happened, and when they straight up said that it didn't go against community standards, they should have been hit hard. They should have been hit hard with a penalty for allowing that to happen.
Yeah. And Apple and Google should have shut down Facebook and said, you can't have your app on our phones because you violate our terms of service. No, they shut down Parler.
Yes.
Because of what happened on the 6th. But the majority of people that organized the meeting at the Capitol did it on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it's just the double standard. It's just the hypocrisy. We just continue to call it out and expose it. It's going to backfire. I mean, their stock prices are going down. People are going to these other platforms. It's just going to backfire.
Yeah, they actually did it to remove the competition. That's the reason why they did Pollard. And they didn't want to have President Trump to have some place to communicate. But President Trump, to my understanding, is over on Telegram. And there's I think last time I looked, there was almost a million people already following that Telegram, you know, President Trump. And right now they're even trying to shut it down. But because they can't get access to the Telegram servers, they are wanting to get Comcast, AT&T, Cox, Verizon to shut down the DNS so no one can connect to it. I mean, these people are straight up evil. There's no more free thought in the country. There's no more freedom for any of us if they continue going down their path. Let me ask you this one last question here. Do you think what they're doing could possibly still cause America to go into a civil war? Because they're already talking about making restrictions, doubling down on it for the Second Amendment, and they're already removing our First Amendment. Do you see them pushing the country into a second civil war? Do you think we can get past all of this without getting to that point?
Well, I mean, the optimist in me says we can get past it because we have the right people like you and me, other people, Anthony Brian Logan, all the people that have social media platforms, have big audiences. We can get the message out, get the truth out. More people will join our side. So, you know, the optimist in me thinks that it's going to work out ultimately, because in the end it does. God wins. At the end, God wins. The devil never wins. Never, never, ever. So I just think that's what it's going to come to. I don't know when or how long it's going to take or what it's going to look like, but I do know that in the end we win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. Cause he's already won that battle. It's just we're just going through these episodes we're just going through the emotions right now of, you know, I think this is God's way of showing us the evil too, and these people these people are on the same planet we are, and they're doing this demonic stuff. And I truly believe it's because a demonic spirit that has taken over the minds of these people, and they're going to continue doing it. And some of them have been infected with it, but a great deal of them have. And it's like you said, a great deal of them are running the country. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, you know, Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, Biden, Harris. I mean, they're all infected with this demonic entity. I mean, telling little boys, they're encouraging little boys not to be the way God created you is a major problem. And then they even said that they're going to be the champion of death. And I'm talking about the most innocent of us all. The most innocent of us all. They want to kill human beings. And then they put out this whole thing like, oh, it's just tissue. It's just tissue. It's not even real. It's not even human. You mean to tell me this tissue that's growing inside of this human being is not human? See, they don't even realize what they're saying. It's just a clump of cells. And I even had one liberal say, well, a clump of cells, after the clump of cells come out of the woman, it's still just a clump of cells, and you should still be able to terminate it. I mean, these people are evil, they're demonic, and they're not even hiding any longer because we live in the age where they're just completely open with it. So, hey, Mike, tell everyone how they can connect with you and what information else you want to relate to them.
Yeah, definitely. So you can find me on Twitter at MikeNificent813. I'm also on YouTube. If you just search MikeNificent, my channel will pop right up. I also have a backup channel. Definitely subscribe to that too, because who knows how long my channel will be here. MikeNificent is the main channel, and then MikeNificent813 is the backup. I am on a plethora of alternative media platforms. I'm on BitChute. I'm on Gab. I'm on MeWe. I'm on Clout Hub. I just signed up for an account over there. I'm on Telegram also. I just started a channel today. I think it's at Real Mikenificent. I don't have anything on there. I think I just uploaded a profile picture, but I haven't done anything with it yet. But you can find me on Telegram. You can email me, mikenificent813@gmail.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, thanks for coming on with me. We need to do this more often.
We need to do this more often. We have to, absolutely. Man.
Yeah, because the next 2 years is going to be off the chain. Seriously, the next 2 years. And I've been telling my viewers, and I've been telling just people in general, I think within the next 2 years, this is what I believe is going to happen, is that they're going to stack the courts. They're going to have 4 more senators, 2 from Puerto Rico, 2 from D.C., because they're going to create states on those. They're going to make the restrictions on the Second Amendment so extensive that people can't even afford to buy a gun or don't even want to go through the hassle of getting one. And, you know, they're going to do as much as possible to bring the tyranny. And then once they get that, come the midterm election, they're gonna work hard to make sure that they can continue to implement this tyranny. But I'm praying that more and more people, like you said, see what is going on, because no longer will they be able to blame President Trump. They're going to, because like you said, they're going to say, oh, because he did this and he did that, or he didn't do this and he didn't do that, is the reason why this is happening. So all the bad stuff for the next 2 years, they're going to blame Trump, even though it's not Trump's fault. President Trump was the positive chief and commander. What we have in the White House right now is literally trying to tear down the country. So, well, hey, Mike, thanks for coming on with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. God bless.
Awesome. God bless. Okay, everybody, please do me a favor. Hit that like button one more time for me. Help me get past the algorithms. People need to see what we just talked about. They need to see it, because they need to know that there's people out there like myself and Mikenificent, many others that support this country and will continue to fight for this country. Please hit the like button and share this video. My name is Will Johnson, UniteAmericaFirst.com. God bless everyone. Take care. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.